Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I please get your name?
I'm Deirdre Elliott. I'm a PhD student at Memorial University in archaeology.
So you traveled to the Tongariro Mountains National Park last summer. Can you give us some details about it?
Sure. I went up for 2 weeks last August as part of my research for my PhD into looking at whale hunting and the use of whale products by Inuit in the past. And Tongariro Mountains is one of the places with supposed to have lots and lots of whale hunting in the past. So I thought that was a good place to do it.
Wow. So how did you come across doing research about whale hunting?
It started a few years earlier when I was looking at some bones from another site near Rigolet, Doublemere Point, and there was lots and lots of seal bones and some fish bones and things like that, but there was also all this whale bone, like little chips and shavings of it from people trying to carve things out of it, and I didn't really know what to make of it except that it got there somehow. And I wanted to know more about how important whales were in different places and how different whale products sort of got passed along between people, how they got traded places or brought places. So that's what brought me there in the end.
Wow. So you mentioned during your presentation that you had Nancy Nokasak there with you.
Yep.
What were you both doing during your stay up to the Tongariro Mountains?
So Nancy Nokasak was my field assistant, and she's a student now in archaeology. And we were visiting some Inuit sod house sites that had already been excavated, but mostly back in the 1960s and 1970s, so a while ago. And just trying to get a little bit more information about them by collecting a few small like soil samples to look at different small artifacts that might have been missed. And also by doing drone flights over the sites to get some pictures from the air to make maps and 3D models of the sites as well.
Wow. So about how many sod houses did you come across?
So there were 9 sites. Between them, I think probably about 100 sod houses. Some of them only had 2 or 3 sod houses, but some of them had like 20. So, big range.
Wow. So, what were the names of the sites you went to?
In Seglec, there was a site called Big Falls, another called Fort Lampson, that was also a Hudson Bay Company post, one called Upingavik, and one called Big Island Eastern Harbor, which is just on Big Island. Yeah. And then 2 sites on Rose Island called Ikusik and Tuglavina. And I guess they were named after some of the crew members when they were found.
So, of all your study with the whales, what did you find during your trip?
So I found that places where whales were, like the sites where whales were hunted, I think they were able to get bigger, like more people lived there. And I also found that between some sites that were close together, like Upingavik and I think probably Tuglavina on Rose Island, they're close together. I think there were different communities working together to hunt whales as well.
So will you continue your research?
Yes, I'll definitely continue. I hope I get to go back to the Tongariro Mountains again because it's so magical.
Yeah.
And there's so much left to do there if people are interested in having it done. And I also think that whales are just so cool to study and how people used all the different parts of them. And
So far as a PhD student at MUND, what other things did you get to overlook? What did you find?
So mostly I like to look at the animal bones, but of course you have to sort of dig to get them and you find the different artifacts as well when you're digging. So I've been learning how to identify different artifacts and figure out what those artifacts can tell you about a place, like different stone tools or different pieces of like pottery or ceramic plates and things. And you learn a lot about the history of different places as well, like how sites get named after people and how people are, I guess, moving all around all the time, how they're all connected.
Sounds really interesting. So what will you do now? Will you do a report or?
Yes. So I'm still finishing up all the lab work and I guess processing all of the photos into making models. So once that's all done, they'll all be written up into a report and I guess all of the models will be made available for anyone who wants to look at the models. And I think that will hopefully be done by June and then I'll come back up and do another presentation and give everything back.
So maybe we'll keep in touch then?
Yes, okay. Of course.
I'd like to thank you for speaking with me today about your research study you did at the Tongariro Mountain and what you found.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too.